USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy on the body of a young woman found in Wyoming over the weekend will be conducted today. The FBI believes it's that of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. When we have more information, we'll pass it along. House and Senate leadership announced on Monday that they plan to attach a proposal to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022 to a short-term government funding bill. The bill must pass before the end of the month or Congress risks a shutdown. President Biden will use his first address before the UN General Assembly to lay out his vision for an era of intensive diplomacy with allies and vigorous competition with great powers. Biden will take to the lectern in New York on Tuesday. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced on Monday that the Biden administration will allow fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to enter the United States beginning in November. This is USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.